Hello and welcome to CICK News. CICK News is your local and regional news coverage provided by me, Pamela Hassan, and Dan Messick for Smithers Community Radio. This news program is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada and the Government of Canada, and our aim is to provide local coverage on stories that affect the lives of Northerners like you. Indigenous women make up just 4% of Canada's population, but face a staggering reality. They are 12 times more likely to be murdered or go missing than any other women and 16 times more likely than white women. This crisis sparked grassroots Indigenous-led activism, leading to a national inquiry into missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls, two-spirit and gender-diverse people. After gathering testimony from over 2,000 people, the inquiry's 2019 report identified colonialism, discrimination, and genocide as the root cause of this violence. It issued 231 calls for justice, urging action from governments, institutions, industries, and citizens alike. But to date, only two of those action items of the calls to justice have been completed, and smaller organizations, individuals, families, and Indigenous leaders continue to seek justice for their stolen sisters. In Terrace, the Tears to Hope Society is leading a march to remember their loved one that have gone missing on Highway 16 or the Highway of Tears. Here's executive director and documentary filmmaker Lorna Brown speaking to CICK News about tomorrow's march for MMIWG.
When a woman was murdered in the downtown east side of Vancouver, the community was outraged that this was happening to women, not just in Vancouver, but just across the country. But it was the catalyst that moved women to action. The march started 33 years ago, so been a very long time. There are vigils and marches honoring the lives, of course, of our missing and murdered loved ones along the Highway of Tears.
Can you tell me where the march will take place?
We will meet at the Terrace RCMP station and then walk through town, and then we will have a meeting space at the Terrace Arena, and then there we will have speakers and drummers, and family members will share their stories of their loved ones that have gone missing.
And what kind of response do you get from the people of Terrace and surrounding areas for a gathering for awareness for missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls?
We end up with, sometimes we have about 100 people that come out. We always emphasize that the march is open to all people, mm-hmm. all nationalities. We're very inclusive. We welcome anybody that even wants to learn a little bit more about missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls, especially in our backyard. This year we have Angela McDougall, who is the executive director of the Battered Women's Support Services out of Vancouver. And they get a lot of calls from this area. So she is a very passionate person about gender-based violence and has been doing the work for many years.
CICK News spoke with Angela McDougall about what she'll bring to a Northern MMIWG gathering tomorrow in Terrace.
My name is Angela Marie McDougall, and I'm the executive director at Battered Women's Support Services. I'm really grateful for the opportunity to join the Memorial March in Terrace and to connect the work that we've been doing alongside rural and northern communities for several decades. And in particular, the work around missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls and two-spirit people. And that rural women generally and rural Indigenous women specifically really are experiencing a crisis of violence, but also invisibility. And really importantly, systemic neglect, which was highlighted in the National Inquiry on Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women and Girls and Two-Spirit. Indigenous women and rural families, who are often the strongest advocates, are often left without answers, without resources, and really without justice. I stand with mothers and aunties and sisters and cousins in rural Indigenous communities who are bearing the weight of what is the crisis of colonization, one of the many factors of colonization, which is, of course, the MMIWG crisis. And mothers, aunties, sisters, and cousins are not only grieving their stolen loved ones, but also fighting a legal system, a system of Canada that really is ignoring off to what they're needing. And I can echo and support and amplify what we've heard and have been hearing over the decades of the work that we've been doing, but also to continue advocating, because that's what we do in the sense of wanting to address and redress the lack of resources, the delayed responses of police and other systems, because their voices need to continue to be heard and to be grounded and rooted in any real change that must follow. I come from the kind of violence that I could easily have gone missing myself or have been murdered myself. And when I have been a part of the February 14th Women's Memorial March held in downtown Eastside Vancouver since 1994, wow. And it has been that work that continues, leaning on that 34, 35 year experience of being led by Indigenous women is what I am really honored to be part of in Terrace, because I love the Northwest, North Coast. I appreciate all of the leaders, Indigenous leaders that are doing incredible work, and it's an honor to be in the region and to share together what is our shared interest in about ending violence against women and addressing missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls.
Here's Lorna Brown again.
And there's actually probably about 12 people that are actually flying up here to support, because often in the North we do get left out and we don't receive a lot of support. And I am, of course, a family member. My niece, Tamara Chipman, went missing on the Highway of Tears. And in fact, the very first Highway of Tears walk, because my cousin, Florence Nizelle from Whitsett, BC, she didn't know what to do when my niece went missing in 2005. She just felt like she needed to do something and she didn't know what. And at the time there were a few girls, 15, 16 years old, that were going missing from Whitsett. And so she really wanted to raise awareness and draw attention to this.
Now, you went to Ottawa last week to represent Tears of Hope and also for a collaborative nationwide event about this and about the calls to action. Can you tell me about what you took away from Ottawa?
So we had a meeting with Minister Gary Ananda-Sangari, along with some other family members that are affected by MMIWG. It was great to be able to come together with other leaders and provincial, federal government to discuss what calls to action have been actually that are in progress, those that are completed. And to my knowledge, I believe there's only two that are completed and the rest are, most of them haven't been started. Mm-hmm. And then some of them are in progress. It feels uphill battle most days, but we continue, because if we don't continue, I'm not sure if any of our cases will ever get solved. So we just continue on, and then we can take from the things that will work for us here in BC, because even though our issues are the same or our end results sadly are the same, sometimes we deal with a little bit different issues, and sometimes our culture is maybe a bit different. And so it's just really important that we can come together with those other organizations from other provinces so that we can all work on a solution to end gender-based violence.
Thanks to Lorna Brown from the Terrace Tears to Hope Society and Angela McDougall from Vancouver's Battered Women Support Services for their interviews. The March for Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women and Girls, Two-Spirit and LGBTQ+ is tomorrow. They are meeting in front of the RCMP office on EB Street in Terrace at 12 p.m., where the march will begin, and Lorna invites all to join for a luncheon and speakers following the march.
You've been listening to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover, contact us at CICKnews@smithersradio.com or follow us on Facebook at CICK News. CICK News is made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at theskeena.com or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks to our producer Pam Hassan and all of our roving reporters, I'm Dan Messick. Thanks for listening.